Okay. And Shchanar says she benches Gemel. But you don't find women flying overseas. You find them lining up to bench Gemel. They don't do it.
Why not?
They have a right. Because it's an, I don't know what the reason is.
Do women do?
Sure.
So women do, or they
don't do it? It's not dangerous.
Should they bench Gemel overseas? In fact, there's a question, why don't you bench Gemel? Why don't you bench Gemel when you fly from New York to LA? You should also bench Gemel because you go over deserts.
So you should?
But the Rebbe told Rabbi Reich,
why did you ask? Why do you have to bench Gemel?
What's the difference between the ocean and the desert?
You fly over a desert, you also have to bench Gemel. Yet you fly New York, LA, you don't bench Gemel. So when I first came, I asked Rabbi Reich, then senior, why, you know, why? Tell me the Rebbe told him, because it's a very common thing you don't do. You should know, when you go from England to France, you also cross the English Channel, they also don't bench Gemel there, because it's a very common, if it's a common trip, you don't do it. I cost them that they don't. Anyway, panic test, 26 on top, what page? 36? Okay, last time we learned all about learning secular wisdom, now we're beyond that. Perek Tes, I said that for you, by the way. Okay, Perek Tes. Okay, just to get the sequence of Perekim over here, because Alter Rebbe now in Perek Tes is starting the battle. First, Alter Rebbe explained the Nefesh Elokis, what it's composed of, what the Nefesh Habamis is composed of, and Alter Rebbe spoke about the various different levels of Klipa. Klipas Negas, Shalos Klipas HaTemeis. Klipas Negas, elevatable. Shalos Klipas HaTemeis is not, no matter what you do with it, it cannot be elevated. Okay? So now the Alter Rebbe says like this. Hine Malkim Mishkan Nefesh HaBamis. The dwelling place of the Nefesh HaBamis. Shemek Klipas Negas, which is from Klipas Negas. B'cholish Yisrael, like you mentioned in the first parak, the Nefesh HaBamis of the Jew comes from Klipas Negas. He says, where is it? Meaning, where does it reveal itself? Where do you, what is the nefesh? It's spiritual, but where does it manifest itself? In the left side of the heart, shumali dam, which is full of blood. Even like the Pasuk says, ki adamu ha-nefesh, the blood is the nefesh. And like we explained when we learned the first parak, why is the nefesh in the blood? Because the nefesh is spiritual, and the body is gashmi. Gashmi and Ruchni are ultimate opposites. Okay, worse than fire and water. Fire and water cannot coexist. Even though fire is physical, water is physical, they're both creations, they have something in common, yet they're very opposite and therefore they can't coexist. Ruchnis and Gashmis by nature cannot coexist. In fact, when we go to the bathroom and say, Ashi Yatzar, the bracha is reifecho basar, the healer of all flesh, umafli lases, and Hashem does wonders. That is interesting. The Rebbe has in many maimorim that there's a difference between nes and pella. Nes is a supernatural thing. Pella is a wondrous thing, which is even more shocking than a miracle. Miracle is above nature. But a pella niflois, that's why you have Nisim v'Neflois. We see Hanukkah time coming up. Nisim is a miracles above nature, but there's a certain sense to it. Pella means a wondrous thing that's even above the concept of miracles. When we say the Bracha Shiyotza, we end Reifecho Basar Umafli Lases. Hashem does wonders. So the Mefarshim and Siddur explain what's the wonders that Hashem does. That he combines Ruchnius and Gashmius. Because Ruchnius and Gashmius are two opposites. They cannot coexist. It's only because Hashem, who is higher than Ruchnius and higher than Gashmius, so for him they're both equal, so therefore he can combine both together. But it's a wondrous thing. Nevertheless, it's understood that which part of the physical does the spiritual come into? The most spiritual part of the physical being. If there has to be the shidduch between neshama and guf, which part of the guf is the home of the spiritual neshama? The most spiritual part of the physical body. What's the most spiritual part of the physical body? The blood. it flows, there's life, there's warmth. So that's the most spiritual part of the physical body, even though it's physical. So therefore the blood is in, the nefesh is in the blood. And he says, Lachain, because the nefesh abamis reveals itself in the heart, therefore called taivis vispiris vikas, all temptations, all boasting, all anger, which are the three bad elements that he spoke about in the first parak, esh, ruach, and mayim, heim belev, start in the heart, ubealev, heim ispashetis, b'chol agufa, from the heart, it goes to the entire body, just like the blood originates in the heart, and goes throughout the body, so the taivis of the nefesh abamis, or the anger, the boasting, whatever it is, originate in the heart, and from the heart, they go to the entire body. And, v'gam eilo l'meir shebirosh, it also goes up to the head, l'chashev u'laharibem, to think about it, to meditate about it, u'lishakimem, to become smart, how to get what you want. You know, it also takes a lot of brains and seichel to get what you want. If you have a taiva to something, so you have to think, how can I get it? And he says, one second, well, just let's finish. And he says, just like the blood, it originates in the heart. And from the heart it goes to all organs. It goes up to the head too. What?
The heart is the, right, it's the beast soul, right?
The animal soul.
The animal soul.
Is in the left side of the heart.
That's also the soul, right?
Yeah. It's a nefesh.
So that's also a miraculous thing?
Sure. I'll tell you a little secret. All of us in this room, everybody in this room, lives in the Nefesh HaBamis. Unless you're a tzaddik that killed your Yetzirah and Nefesh HaBamis, we live from the Nefesh HaBamis. Only a tzaddik who kills the Nefesh HaBamis lives in the Nefesh HaLakis. That's for the record. So the Neshama that gives us life is the Nefesh HaBamis. Except when we, like we learned before, when you do a mitzvah, at that time, the chayis to do the mitzvah, you're getting from the nefesh HaLakis. But the actual life, the being alive, that's from nefesh HaBamis. Unless, like I said, you're a tzaddik.
Whenever you say nefesh HaBamis, that means it's a
hard? No. The yetzer and nefesh HaLakis and yetzer toiv. Sometimes they're used interchangeably, but if you want to be technical, the Yetzer Hara is the Midas of the Nefesh HaBamis, and the Yetzer Tov is the Midas of the Nefesh HaLakis. The Nefesh is a whole Nefesh. There's Seichel, there's Midas, there's Machshava Dibur HaMaisa, right? So it's like when you say somebody has a Neshama. The truth is, Neshama is, there's Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechida. There's a general word, you know, and then you have the details. So many times you speak, then what causes a person to sin? You say the Yetzer Hara, Nefesh HaBamis. But the truth is, the Yetzer Hara is only a part of the Nefesh HaBamis. The Yetzer Tov is only a part of the Nefesh HaLakis, because it's a whole Nefesh. But he's saying, where is the Nefesh HaBamis find itself? But for that matter, where's the Yetzer Hara? The Yetzer Hara reveals itself in the heart. And that's where all temptations, like you say, the heart desires, because that's where the felt, the desire of the heart, and from just like the blood starts in the heart and goes to the entire body, so this temptation or chas or anger or boast or whatever evil originates in the heart, and from the heart it goes to all parts of the body, even to the head.
But the life comes from what keeps the body alive.
Ki adamu ha-nefesh is b'lev b'chol lasmo, the nefesh abamis.
That's life.
Yeah.
That's like neutral. That's like.
No, by Yid, it's Klipas Noiga, so it's neutral. Right, that's why it's in the blood. We don't live physically from the Nefesh HaLakis. We get chayis when we do a mitzvah from the Nefesh HaLakis. The primary source of our life that we're, you know, neshama is in the body, when we die, it leaves, is Nefesh HaBamis. And that's in the dam. But he says now, Achmak Mishkan Nefesh HaLakis, but where's the Nefesh HaLakis reveal itself? is b'meichin shebirosh, in the head, u'misham is pashatis l'chol ivarim, from there it goes to all limbs, v'gam b'lev b'chol al hayimani, it's also in the heart, on the right side, she'ein b'dam, where there's no blood. And the Rebbe explains what the Rebbe means, even though scientifically there is blood on the right side of the heart, but that's the old blood. And that is the old, when the blood circulates. So the left side of the heart is where the new blood originates from. And the old blood, the used blood, goes into the left, the right side of the heart. So that's why the Altrebbe says, Ein Beidam, it means there's no new blood. So to speak, it's only the old blood that comes in. Like Shlema Malach says, Leit Chochem Li Yemine. Shlema Malach says, the heart of a Chochem is in his right side. So like everybody says, no matter who you are, the heart's on the left. What does the Shlema Malach say? Leiv Chacham liyaminai. It means that the heart of the Chacham is in that which is in the right side of the heart. Meaning, what does he want? Elokus, the Nefesh Elokus. Okay? So he says, and the fundamental difference, why is the Nefesh Abamis in the heart and the Nefesh Elokus in the brain, primarily? So he said, very simple. Because the difference between Nefesh Elokus and Nefesh Abamis is Behema. And Nefesh Elokus is an Adam. Okay? The uniqueness between a person and an animal is heart, emotions. Like it says in Midrashim and Chassidus brings it down, the word Kelev, man's best friend, dog, is Kelev, is two words, Kulei Lev, is completely heart, which refers to all animals, are primarily heart. Therefore, the Nefesh Abamis is primarily heart. The Nefesh Olakis is Adam. So the Nefesh Olakis is Adam. Where's the uniqueness and the revelation of man is in the head. But just like the heart goes to the head goes to the heart too. So he says over here, the difference is, though, the primary home of the Nefesh Abamis is in the heart. It's just the blood goes to the head, so to speak. But the Nefesh Elokus is primarily in the head, but it's also on the right side of the heart. So it's both things. And he says, what does this mean? What heart do you have with the Nefesh Elokus? So he says, that is Avas Hashem Kiddush Beishalevis. That's the burning love that a Jew has to Hashem, which is Maslahevis, which is burning, Belev Maskilim, in the heart of the intellectuals. Hamevinim and Mizbeinim V'daitim Asher B'meichim, that they meditate with things in their mind, of things which awaken the love. Like we learned, how does a person stimulate love? There's no button to turn love on. Love is stimulated through intellectual understanding. So he says, the chacham, in a person who has this burning love of elokus, right, the person is longing and thirsty with this burning love of Hashem that comes from the understanding of the Nefesh Elokus in the brain, which stimulates the love of the heart, and that's what it does. Or Yochei Mesimchas Levov, or the joy of the heart, B'Teferes Hashem, in the glory of Hashem, V'Adar Ga'eni, in the beauty of His greatness, Kasher Eini Achochem Asher Bereish Meichi Asher Bereish, that the eyes of the Chochem, the Shlema Melech says, now the Rebbe discusses this more in Tanya later. Shlema Melech says, Chochem ain of Bereishi. The Chochem's eyes are in his head. So the Zayir asks, and where's the eyes of a stupid person? Not in the head. So what does Shlema Melech mean by saying the Chochem's eyes are in his head? So he means, what the Rebbe is explaining over here, the eyes of the Chochem are in the Seichel, the Nefesh Elokus that's in the head. So it means that the Chochem, which wants Elokus, they're basically focusing on what's going on in the head. And he says, Chochmasi binasi mistaklim yikar de malka. They look into the glory of Hashem. V'teferes gedulasi anicheke v'insof. And the glory of Hashem's greatness, which has no end and whatever. Echeke v'insof means no end. B'tachlis or any goal. Or any ending, k'mavur b'makom acher, v'chein b'sham midas kadesh, is the same thing, all the other midas of the heart come from Chabad Shebemech. So now, the Alter Rebbe is coming to a very important point. The Alter Rebbe says, okay, the Jew has Nefesh Elokus, Nefesh Abamis. The Nefesh Elokus is primarily in the head. then the Nefesh HaBamis is in the body. So what? So now the Alter Rebbe is going to explain, now this is what the battle is all about. And let me just explain it for a minute out here before we learn it inside. There is a battle between two kings to conquer a city. Okay? The definition of conquering a city means that everybody in the city listens to you. That's control over a city, means everybody listens to you. So there's two kings fighting over the city. The city is called the body. The two kings are called the Nefesh HaLakis and Nefesh HaBamis. Now, the Rebbe is going to go into a page and a half saying what the Nefesh HaLakis wants, and for equal time he gives two lines to the Nefesh HaBamis what it wants. Okay, and but the Rebbe is going to end with a very unique thing. So he said like this, it says in the pasuk like this, Rivka was told, one nation will be stronger from the next. Like everybody knows, when Rivka went to ask Hashem what's going on in her stomach, and Hashem said, you have two goyim in your stomach, two nations, and one is good and one is bad, and they're going to be fighting, one will get stronger, and that whole thing. That actually refers to every single Jew that has two nations in their stomach, Nefesh HaLakis and Nefesh HaBamis, inside the body. Ki aguf nikra ir ktana, the body is called a small city. Just like two kings are fighting over one city. Meaning, shekol echad reitza lekavsha, each one wants to conquer it. V'lim lechalea, to rule it, and he defines, what does ruling mean? Da'ino lahanige shver kirtzeinei, that the inhabitants of the city should do what it wants them to do, and they should turn and listen to what he tells them to do, whatever he decrees. That's the concept. There's a city which is under siege. It's under war. Two kings want, each one wants to control the city. So he says, the godly soul and the animal soul from Klipa are fighting constantly over the city. What?
It's something to try to think of all alone. Let's take, for example, a person is dominating. So the equity, you could say the Nefesh HaLakis is winning because the person is dominating, but their mind is all over. They haven't really. So it's not like they're dominating. So the Nefesh HaLakis won because they're doing a bar mitzvah, they're making a bracha, they're benching, whatever it is. But they're doing it because they feel they have to or because they were trained. So who's in charge then? Because it's not all the parts are not, the head is not there. Or in and out, you know, struggling with it, whatever.
Is it real battle?
Yeah. To stay focused on dominating, absolutely. So you dominate because you know it's the right thing. So Nefesh HaLakis wins and saying, okay, get up early and dominate.
So when a person is fighting during davening, they're fighting. It happens, yeah. The rarity when it doesn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. So who's in charge? That's what I'm saying. So Nefesh HaLakis and Nefesh HaBamis is now running the show. If you have thoughts that are like just, you know, other
things. Does that mean you're davening good or bad?
Depends on the moment. But let's say a person struggles or realizes that a few pages went by where they just like took a trip for a minute, you know? Or the kids did whatever.
Yeah, they tell a story. A guy finished Monesri. So people end up thinking him Shalom Aleichem. They say, I guess we just saw the way you came from that city business and that city business. So in fact, you finished davening, you came back here, we gave you Shalom Aleichem.
Or even when you do another kind of a mitzvah, if you do it like a showy, you know, you're doing it, but you're not doing it for the whole concentration or...
Right. So what are you asking?
So you're saying one is in charge, and the two...
No, they're fighting over it. That's the fight. The fight is ongoing. During davening, when the Nefesh HaLakis is davening properly, it's getting the upper hand. When the Nefesh HaBamis pipes in, it's getting the upper hand. That's the battle.
And yet under the rule of Nefesh HaBamis. Even though he's actually...
That's called the fight. When two kings are fighting... So sometimes the mitzvah is also a battle. Are we doing the mitzvah as well as we should be doing it? The battle is on. And later in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe says a phenomenal thing, which is a maiden dika thing that the Alter Rebbe says, that somebody could say, when the Alter Rebbe speaks about depression, physical, spiritual depression. So one of the spiritual depressions the Alter Rebbe deals with is when people get depressed that they're not davening properly. Why? Because the Yetzirah is really coming strong at them. And therefore they can get depressed. It means they're not davening properly. So Alter Rebbe says that is an incorrect statement. And Alter Rebbe explains later in Tanya that that would only be true if a person has one neshama that does both. If you have one nefesh that davens and gets in the way, then you could say the fact that the nefesh habamis is winning shows that the nefesh habamis is stronger. He said, but that's not true. The fact is that there are two souls fighting. And the nature, of the Rebbe says, is when two people fight, if one is not showing any signs of strength, why should the other one waste its powers and strength in fighting it? When the other one gets strong, then the other opponent also has to get strong. And the Rebbe explained, when a person davens and the Yetzer Hara is coming with every trick in the book, that shows that the person is davening so well that the Yetzer Hara has to get stronger. Because if you wouldn't be davening well, why should the Yetzer Hara get strong? And the proof of it is, the Yetzer Hara works stronger during davening than it does when you're not davening. How could that be? How could that be? This itself proves that. Alter Rebbe says, on the contrary, instead of getting depressed, it's really a proof that you're davening properly. Otherwise, the Yetzer Hara wouldn't waste the strength to make you crazy. So the Alter Rebbe says, when a Jew has problems, that shows that they're doing a better job. Because if they didn't, they wouldn't have such opposition. And the Rebbe said that many sikhs about a lot of issues. When a person is trying to do something good, and there's a lot of opposition, you should know you're doing a very good job. That's why Alukut, the Yetzer Hara, is making all this opposition.
Even if the opposition is from outside of you.
Correct. No, because, you know, there's the Yetzer Hara in the person, is the Yetzer Hara the person.
The opposition from the outside is a sign that you're in a good place.
The Alter Rebbe gives the marshal later. In Simon Chofen against the Kedush, and also earlier, you're trying to daven and the guy is disturbing your davening. So the Rebbe said, what are you supposed to realize? That I'm davening so well that Hashem brought me this thing that I should daven even better. So the Yetzer Hara could be an internal, it could be an external, it could be anything. The Yetzer Hara works different ways. The HR's job is to get us from stopping to do what we're supposed to be doing. So whether it's internal, external, whatever it takes, he'll do. The harder the job is to do good, and meaning the more opposition there is, shows that you're doing a better job and doing what you have to be doing. And therefore, when something is very hard, something is very hard, you have to understand, why is Hashem making it so hard? Because He wants you to really do it, and there's something there that all the blockages are trying to block something which is uniquely special. There was a bachur, one of my shlichus in Texas once, and somebody happened to tell us, there's an American army base there, somebody happened to tell us that there's a group of Israeli soldiers on this base. A big group of Israeli soldiers. So, you know, it's great, tefillin, I mean, everything, you know. So we came to the base, and we met the Jewish chaplain. And we asked him, there's a bunch of Israelis on the base. He said, no, there aren't. And we said, yeah, there are, check it out. And he got lost for like 3 hours. And we were waiting like golems. Or thinking, maybe we should leave, maybe we shouldn't leave. We decide, you know what? The fact that it's going not so easy shows that we should wait. The end result is, he found out that there was a secretive group, I don't know, who told us, we don't even know. There's a secretive group of Israeli soldiers training on this American base, but nobody knew about it. And he got us to them, and we had unbelievable, we spoke with them, we put tefillin on with them. It was unbelievable pu'ula with them. And in fact, when we came back to New York, we told the guys that we met this, and the guys knew the Israeli consulate, and he told them that you know, our Bochum put on. He said, how did they know? It's impossible. It's a secret to them. Nobody's supposed to know they're there. And I'll tell you, the truth is, just based on what we learned, we said, if it's so hard that we're having so many complications getting through to these guys, there must be, it must be very important.
Maybe what? 7.2
That means you have the unbelievable strength to do it. And it's more important that it should be done.
It's not important?
Not as important as when it's hard.
But aren't there times also when Hashem like gives you kind of signs like that you should do something different if it's obstacles? You know what I'm saying? Like
get into something easier.
Not easier necessarily, but that
Gemara says in the Tzitzayim, there's an expression, Ma'avuch Ma'ar Zartfei. What was mitzvah that your father was most particular in? So Zadok Chassidus, a Jew has to keep all mitzvahs. But every Jew has a mitzvah, which is their pet mitzvah, which is the key to all the other mitzvahs. Meaning, even though every neshama comes down to do all 613 mitzvahs, or the amount that we're able to do, but every Jew has a special mission of one mitzvah that's their mitzvah to keep. Okay, that's what he has. Avuch may have a zohir tvei. Not only was he most careful, what did he shine with? Meaning, what is the key mitzvah to all the other mitzvahs? Okay? So Chassidus explains, how do you know which is our pet mitzvah? How am I supposed to know which is my key? Hashem says I have to keep all 613. How do I know? So Chassidus says a very simple way. The mitzvah that you find the hardest to do, that is your key to all the other mitzvahs. And that's why it's so difficult, because it's so important for you to do that mitzvah. I mean, just give it random things. For certain people, Shabbos is easy to keep. Right? Certain people, Shabbos is very hard to keep. Kosher is not hard for them, but Shabbos is hard. For some people, it's different. Right? So, how is a Jew supposed to know what is the most important mitzvah for them to keep? The one that's the most difficult. Why? Because the fact that it's the most difficult, that's why the Yetzer Hara gets in the way to try to stop the person from doing this most important mitzvah. And it's like that in everything in life. The more difficult something is, the more rewarding it is, because that's more important. That's the battle between the Nefesh Olukis and the Nefesh Abamis. There's certain strongholds of the Nefesh Abamis, there's certain strongholds of the Nefesh Olukis. But when a person is davening, and they're trying to daven, and the Yetzer Hara is coming in, that's the battle. That's the war. It's not who's winning. Nobody's winning. That's the battle. So whoever wins, wins. It says in Sfarim, if a person, see, it's order comes to a person, says sin. Okay, whatever it is. Okay? And the person says to the Yetzer Hara, Nefesh HaBamis, you know what? In 5 minutes, I'll do it. I'll do it, but give me 5 minutes. It says, number one, the fact that you broke the Yetzer Hara now, and you broke your temptation now, it's most probable that in 5 minutes from now, you won't even want to sin anymore. Because the passion died. Okay? Even if you do sin, it says, the fact that you held yourself in for 5 minutes not to sin, is a term, even though you lost at the end, the fact that you fought and held yourself back for 5 minutes is a tremendous pleasure by Hashem. Even though you ended up sinning. So first of all, it says, you know, it gives like an eitzah. You want to know an eitzah, how to stop the eitzah. You don't have the courage to say, no, I'm not sinning. Tell the eitzah, you know what? Give me 5 minutes, I'll sin. Even if you sin, it's a tremendous thing. But that's the difficulty of in the battle. And he says, what does the Nefesh HaLikis want? He says like this. Shalakis chavtze v'ritzayna, like 7 lines in the top. The Nefesh HaLikis wants, shatahi levada mishal esolav, that only it should control the body. Uman higasin lead it. V'chol ha'ivarim yasarim l'mashmasei, and all the organs of the body should turn to what the Nefesh HaLikis wants. U'betele metzlo l'gamri, should be completely bottled. Umerkave Lan, complete the Merkave, complete the chariot, meaning it only goes where the rider leads it. The Yil Lavush Lasa Bechina Sel, and the body should be a garment for all 10 powers of the soul, Seichel and Midas. The Gimel of Shah, now in the three garments of thoughts of Machshava Dibur Ma'isa. She Yislav Shu Kulam Beivari Aguf, that they should all be in the body. And the body should only be full of the Nefesh HaLakis. This is what the Nefesh HaLakis wants control. And no foreigner should even pass through, not only not live there. The Nefesh HaLakis wants that not only should it control the body completely, but nothing should even pass through temporarily. The three levels of intellect should be Mumuloy Mechabad Shibinevshalakis, should be full of Chabad of the Znevshalakis, which is Chochmas Hashem Binasi, Lizbeinim Begdulasi, to meditate into the greatness. Asher Ein Chekev Ein Sof, there is no end and no limit. Ulahele Me'em Aladas, and to give birth from the Seichel through Das, like he explained in Paragimel, Hayira B'meche Upachar Hashem B'libe, the level of Yir and Pacham, we'll leave that for next time to discuss those two.